Oh my goodness. Well, good morning, Unity family. Wow. Well, everyone take a breath with me. I need another one. Let's do another one. Unlike Glenda Jackson, I don't become a nervous wreck or feel like I'm going to the end of the diving board every time. I'm just so excited to always come together on Sundays. And, whoo, Lord, we have come a long way with our Sunday experience together since March, haven't we? And I have been sharing quite a bit recently about our commitment to upping our game and making improvements to our virtual services. And as you already know, today is our annual Thanksgiving service. So in light of what Leo and I just talked about a little bit, I want to share a really wonderful prosperity testimonial with you about the power of clarity, being specific, faith, and giving thanks in advance. So Leo discovered a while back that the new software that we're using today has a training academy, and it's called eCAM. And the training academy is $500 for the first week, and it was a special. And Leo was really excited about it. And I'm a big believer in affirming things into manifestation. And I think a lot of you know that. So we talked about it. We prayed about it. And I said, okay, Leo, let's get specific about this, how we can do this. So we got Leo into the academy for a week, a $500 eCAM academy. And during the week, he discovered that to up our game, we were going to need some new things, some new equipment. And I said, okay, let's get specific. We know that there's power in our specifics. And then we leave room for God to work. So Leo showed me a list of things that we were going to need. A camera, these specific lights that are making this lighting look so good right now, and a new computer, new microphone, a lot of different. So he was clear about what we needed, and Leo leaves it up to me how that things up to him, like the execution of what we do, and then the other things are in my domain. I cannot just go to the board and say, hey, you guys, we need a few thousand dollars to buy some new things to see how they work. So I said, Leo, don't be discouraged. Let's see this happening. Okay, here's where this gets good. That day, after we got specific, really talked about this, I received an email, and some of you know, I'm not really good at looking at my emails all the time, but I looked that day because I was supposed to. And I had an email from a fellow Unity minister talking about a grant application for technology. It was a $5,000 grant application. Well, I about peed. I was so excited. I told Leo, I said, this is ours. There's no mistake. So if any of you have ever applied for a grant, oh my goodness. I'm like, I don't remember my second grade teacher's blood type, but I will find out. They ask for a lot of information. Well, we did it. We got it in, and I knew it was ours. And indeed, we got the grant. We got the grant at the very end of October, we found out. Or maybe the beginning of November. So we put it into action right away, and we got what we needed. And here we are. Again, the power of specifics and faith and giving thanks in advance. And on this Thanksgiving 2020, my title today is called Let's Talk Turkey. Now, I want to admit something to you all. Until just a few days ago, I thought that phrase meant something else. I thought it meant, hey, let's shoot the stuff. Let's sit around. Let's Let's talk. Let's whatever comes up, let's talk. Indeed, that is not what it means, as many of you I'm sure know. It means let's talk the truth, the hardcore truth about what's going on. And my subtitle for the talk is Thanksgiving 2020. And I know a whole lot of people are still saying oy vey to 2020. I want to share, I've shared with you often that I love these funny memes that have kept our humor intact during this year, during our trials and challenges and changes. And a friend sent me another really funny meme the other day. Leo, have you seen any pigs fly lately? No, but there's a cow. Says, I normally ask a question, but since 20, I'll just keep driving. Well, why not? I just love this. Thanks, Leo. 2020 is the year that just on giving. And, you know, we talk a lot about our third unity principle, how our thoughts and our words and thus our actions continue to create our experiences, our lives. And we also recently have spoken a lot about the power and the importance of kindness and doing random acts of kindness. I even challenged you last week to make this a practice. Random acts of kindness is, I think, a win-win, because doing an act of kindness for someone else is also an immediate act of kindness to ourselves. And it brings us into the present moment, all there is. So I want to tell you something that happened in the past week. I went up to see my very dear friends that live in the Hudson Valley for a few days early in the week. And it got really, really cold. And I hadn't gone out of the house in a couple of days, and my body needed to move. So on the coldest day, I said, okay, I'm going for a walk. I'm going to do the 10,000 step challenge. So in the freezing cold, I went for a walk. And it was so cold. And I realized at one point, I was determined, instead of turning around and going back to my friend's house, there's this really great store in Kinderhook called Ocean State Job Lot. Oh my gosh. It's one of those, you never know what they're going to have, but it's always worth going in. It's like an really upscale dollar store. So I thought that one about a mile away from Ocean State Job Lot. So I'm going to go in there and buy me some gloves and a hat before I have frost. And I got in the store and I found my gloves and I went to get in line, saw this woman with her mask on. I went, oh crap. I left the house without a mask. So all this time I had not had a mask. I had not been wearing a mask. And I saw her and went, and I took my scarf and covered my mouth. And she saw me and I said, looking at you just reminded me that I forgot my mask. And she said, I think we've all done it. And so I was trying to cover my mouth and hurry up and get out of the store. And she saw me in the next line. She said, hey, I just bought, I'm buying a whole pack of masks. You want one? I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. That's so kind. And it just brought me such gratitude and such joy. And as she was checking out, I said, what's your name? And she looked at me funny for just a second. And then she said, evening. I'm like, evening? Like in the night? She said, evening. I said, well, I won't even do any jokes because I'm sure you've heard them your whole life. And she said, I have. And I said, you know, I'm not only so grateful for what you did, but I want to tell you something. I recently wrote in our weekly newsletter. I'm from New York City. And I wrote about random acts of kindness and how powerful they are and how important they are. And she said, they are. They really are. They create community and connection. I'm like, you are just all that in a bag of chips, and I really can't thank you enough for your kindness. And you are proof of how what goes around comes around. What we put out there comes back around. And so I continue the challenge to you all to do random acts of kindness to others, especially if they don't deserve it. You get bonus points. Or as a close friend of mine says, you get an extra slice of watermelon in it. You have got the power to change things. And I know you forget that because you're walking planet Earth. We all forget it. But don't ever doubt it. Be kind. Be love. Be light. It's so important. Be love, be light. And here are Bill and Sarah to express this to us in a little song.
In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. La 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 la.
In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a time full of noise, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live. Needs change, make a difference.
In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right.
For don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light.
La la la. Slow it down.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
Cause the finish line is 6 feet underground.
In a race you can't win, just slow it down.
In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right.
In the dark, you were born to shine.
In a world full of hate, we alive. Yeah, it's hard to live in color when you just see black and white. In a world full of hate, be alive.
There certainly is plenty of hate going around right now, which is why we need to be a light. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Sarah. That was beautiful. The power of music. Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life." And we give thanks for this truth, truth with a capital T. According to Charles Fillmore's revealing word, the metaphysical meaning of Thanksgiving is rendering our grateful thoughts to God for our manifold blessings. Thanksgiving will keep the heart fresh, for true thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it, and increasing its productiveness. Author Emily Cady said in the Unity Classic Lessons in Truth, "True thanksgiving is the soul's recognition of its relation to God, and there is no limit. The prophets of old knew the power of increase inherent in thanksgiving." And our Eric Butterworth once said, "Thanksgiving reminds us not just what we have to give thanks for, but to give thanks from. This puts a whole new meaning on Thanksgiving, doesn't it? In the old days, we used to sit back and count our blessings, think of the things that we had to be thankful for, think of the good relationships and people and money in the bank, jobs, so forth, so on. The hard thing is to give thanks from. It's like prayer. In Unity, we don't pray to, we pray from an awareness. And there are very, very great degrees in the levels of state or station in life when we're giving to the outer instead of giving from. A seemingly great, this is another Eric, what part of Eric said, a seemingly great variation of reasons for Thanksgiving, and some may say, and perhaps with good reason, that they have nothing to give thanks for. But we always have much to give thanks from. Because you're a spiritual being, you're the whole universe expressing itself as you. You are the whole entirety of the universe expressing itself as you. You have the whole universe in your support. I want to tell you another story, because this one really filled my heart. Many of you know that I love to travel. I've been fortunate and very blessed to travel to some amazing places. Turkey, Bali, Greece. I won't go down the list, but I'm very blessed, and I look forward to traveling again. And I've taken several trips around the world that were planned by this very kind and delightful travel agent from Canada named Alesh. I believe his company is called Spirit Travels, and I was connected to Alesh through my friend David Ault. So I want to share a story that Alesh recently shared. And it's called Traveling and Gratefulness in the Time of COVID in this world. Here's Alesh's story. "I had an experience tonight, which was quite humbling and taught me yet again not to judge too early. We decided to take a taxi from the Amsterdam Schiphol Airport to our hotel." I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's the airport in Amsterdam, the hotel is only a few kilometers away. Before I got into the taxi, I told the taxi driver the name of the hotel. And when he looked over to another taxi driver, he laughed. Knowing that taxi drivers are not usually happy with driving a short distance, I asked him if it was okay for him, as I could take another taxi. And he just replied, "No problem. I know where it is." I thought he was annoyed, and my first thought was, why not be grateful that he had a ride? Seriously. But I honestly never like it when I feel this way, when I feel judging something or someone without knowing what is actually happening in their lives, and usually catch myself early enough, but somehow this feeling lingered on for a few minutes. So as we drove for about 3 minutes, The driver shared with us that we were his first customers that day. It was 9:30 p.m. I asked him how long he had been working. He replied he had been waiting since 5 a.m., but because there aren't many passengers and hundreds of taxis waiting at the Amsterdam airport, it's very, very slow. Alesh said, I was almost in tears and realized that the reason he was laughing in the beginning was because of the irony. Waiting all day and then getting such a short ride. He probably had a family which he didn't see all day and was depending on his income. I gave him an extra tip to make up for some of the loss of the day. But most of all, I learned a lesson and will do my best to let love and compassion be my guide next time instead of judgment. In the end, love and compassion always feel good, and judgment might make me feel right for a moment, but will never create anything beautiful. We are all human beings, and we don't know what others are going through, especially right now, a time which is challenging for almost everybody around the world. I know thousands of people who work in the tourism industry and are connected in one way or another to travel, which are having probably the most challenging year of their lives with regards to their work and their careers. A love, gratitude, hope, and compassion always be our guide. I love that story. We can be so quick to judgment. We're on the human journey. I am so blessed. And I know you are too. In so many ways. Gratitude. So powerful. It is such a powerful tool. Gratitude can and does change a life. I'm going to invite you all now. Now, here's something about our new rollout today that I have found out this morning. I can't see any comments, so I have no idea what any of you are saying. But right now, I'm going to ask for each of you to put one thing in the comments section. Post one thing that you're grateful for. First thing that comes to mind. And let me see. I want to see some of these. If they come up, I think they might come up on the screen. I'm not sure. Carmen is blessed, blessed, blessed. Janet, powerful message. Thank you, Janet. You are a blessing. Again, I am so blessed, and I know you are too. And believe it or not, in 2020, Sandra, I'm grateful for our Unity family too. I'm so grateful for you. It's hard to believe Thanksgiving is here. Odds are really good it's going to be different for all of us this year. I'm wrapping my arms around you. I know that you are loved because I'm sending you love. So in this state of blessing, Ness. I thought today might be a perfect day to revisit one of our old favorites to get us ready for meditation. So I was going to do a little, I haven't gotten to really sing in a while. And I thought, hey, I'll sing this song. And then I thought, who better to sing this and share this and lead this than the songwriter herself to prepare us for meditation my friend, Karen Drucker.
How are you? Karen Drucker here, coming to you from San Francisco, where I'm in my husband's studio with all his guitars here behind me. I'm going to play you a few songs that I hope, well, little chance here for you. That maybe you'll sing along with me, and I hope it'll help your heart this morning. I am so blessed. That's what we got to remember, huh? I am so blessed. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. Yes, I am so blessed. That's the whole thing. Sing it now. I am so blessed. I am so blessed, so grateful. I am so grateful for all that I have, for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. Sing it again. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. Yes, I am so blessed. Now take it into a prayer. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed for all that I have, for all that I am, for all that God is. Seasons come and seasons go. Yesterday's harvest provides today's nourishment. Thoughts that are now in the past continue to inform us. And so we breathe in a fresh prayer of thanksgiving for all that has come and gone. All that remains is a blessing. We breathe in God's perfect peace. And as we breathe out, we release accumulated tensions or distractions, becoming aware of peace, perfect peace. On each next breath, all that has been before this moment is now harmonized in the light of divine love, where I am centered in peace. By the light of divine wisdom, I know the way to go. Although the paths I walked before this moment may point toward what comes next, I find my way by the light of divine wisdom, the light that illumines the path ahead. I walk forward thoughtfully, intentionally, and intuitively, trusting I know the way to go as I pray. All conditions are harmonized and healed. In the presence of God, life, and moment by moment, and breath by breath, I am present in God, the fullness of life in which conditioned thoughts and behaviors give way to the truth of my wholeness. All conditions are harmonized
and healed in the presence of God life. I take this truth into the silence. In a spirit of thanksgiving, I thrive. In a spirit of thanksgiving, I thrive. In a spirit of thanksgiving, I thrive. May my needs of today be fulfilled as I give thanks in advance. May I rejoice in possibilities enriched and prospered right now. And for all that I have and all that I am, for the good of my past and the good ahead, I am thankful. I am blessed. I am grateful.
Got a roof over my head. I've got a warm place to sleep. Some nights I lie awake counting gifts instead of counting sheep. I've got a heart that can hold love. I've got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed when I remember how I'm blessed. Grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. In a city of strangers, I have a family of friends. No matter what rocks or brambles fill the way, I know that they will stay until the end. I feel a hand holding my hand. It's not a hand you can see, but on the road to the promised land, this hand will shepherd me through delight and despair, holding tight and always there. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. It's not that I don't want a lot, or hope for more, or dream of more, but giving thanks for what I've got makes me so much happier than keeping score. In a world that can bring pain, I will still take each chance, for I believe whatever the terrain, our feet can learn to dance, whatever stone life may sling. We can moan, but we can sing. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. Truly blessed and duly grateful.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Brooks. Wow. It's so good to hear you, to see you, to connect our hearts again. We love you so much. That was glorious.